So happy Father's Day, everybody. If you are a father, will you let us stand and acknowledge you? Nice. Happy Father's Day to all of you. And so today we also acknowledge our own fathers or anyone who played that role of father in our lives, for we have gained much from them, and they have been significant in forming who we are today. And so we are honoring Father's Day today in this talk. And so I have a story for you about that influence that fathers have in our lives. And it says, "My most frequent childhood memory is that of my father with a camera in hand, recording every important moment and adventure of my life. Ever present and encouraging, my father's sense of fearlessness and desire for adventure have inspired my brother and me to push through every boundary that ever stood in front of us. His stories of surviving in the wild against every obstacle imaginable, from being on assignment photographing poisonous snakes in the Amazon to sleeping in the top of a tree to escape a black bear that prowled at its trunk below him, taught us that anything is possible. At 20, my dad gave me the gift of my first professional camera, and it changed my life. I am thankful to this daring man who overcame so many challenges in his life to see that his daughter could live a life under a sky of endless opportunities and, of course, endless adventure. All of us have fathers or father figures who have set examples for us and who have given us gifts that have changed our lives for the good forever. And so today, in honor of Father's Day, what I'm talking about is those father archetypal qualities that every single one of us already contain within us. Because it's when we recognize that we already possess those qualities that then we can nurture them and consciously embody them and own them and then express those qualities in our lives. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, said, "God, first cause, the great I am, is both masculine and feminine in its nature. We comprehend God to the degree that we embody that divine nature." So that's what I'm talking about, is we already contain the masculine and the feminine qualities. We already contain those qualities of spirit, but it's only as we recognize them and embody them that we can actually experience them and express them. And so as we recognize them and embody them, the result is that we are empowered. The result is that we are empowered to make better choices and decisions for ourselves. We are empowered to move through our lives with greater confidence. And because we have greater confidence, then we have greater ease in our lives. And because of those things, we end up living a more fulfilling life. And so Gary Simmons, in one of his books, says, "Fear forces action, while centeredness and confidence reveal choices and options. When we are anchored in our own innate power and wholeness and centered in that, we have so many more options of how to move and what to do and decisions to make than we do when we're in lack or thinking that we don't have what it takes or being in fear. We are empowered by that recognition that that already lives within us." So does anybody want that? You want to feel more empowered? You want to feel more grounded? You want to feel more confident in your choices and move through your life easier? I know that I do. And so there was another story about a father and son. And it says, it was graduation day, and mom was trying to take a picture of their son in cap and gown, posed with his father. "Let's try to make this look natural," she said. "Junior, put your arm around dad's shoulder." The father answered, "If you want it to look natural, why not have him put his hand in my pocket? And so, yes, that father archetype is protector and provider. That is part of that archetype. But that archetype also contains the qualities of power and confidence. It contains the qualities of wisdom and authority. It contains the qualities of initiative and strength and tenacity. And so that means then that that is the quality that we are calling forward in ourselves any time that we take on a new project and begin a new project and then follow it through all the way till its end, even if it takes a long time and even if we're tired and even if it's difficult. It's that strength and tenacity that we are drawing forth from within ourselves. Things like going back to school as an adult and actually staying in school long enough to get your degree. Or things like saving money to buy something that's really important to you. Saving money, say, to buy a house. And then to actually go out and take all the steps that it takes to buy that house. All of that is that archetypal masculine strength and fortitude and tenacity. That thing that it takes to get in better physical shape, that is that archetype. And that archetype that is the wisdom and authority, that is the part of us that enables us to choose wisely and to make choices that are actually good for us and good for those that are around us, rather than sacrificing what is best for us and only making choices of what is good for the others. It allows us to make good choices and then to stand tall in those decisions, regardless of what's going on around us. Did you ever have to do that raising kids? Make a decision and then stand tall and be unwavering? That is that masculine wisdom and authority that we have inside of us. It is what we use in setting boundaries. It's what we use in deciding to change our diet and to follow through with that. Those masculine qualities we're always bringing forward like that. And that strength and that fortitude and that wisdom, that initiative and that strength, all of that enables us to be ourselves and to live our authentic life. They allow us to be who we've come here to be. The power and the confidence enables us to do all that we do and to move through our lives with ease. And so at Living Beyond Limits here, we talk a lot about giving way to that divine presence. We talk a lot about being a conduit for love and for kindness and for care and for compassion. We talk about meditating and being receptive, listening within to that still, small, quiet voice within us. We talk about having flexibility in our thinking because that gives us more fluidity. And when we're more fluid, we're open to new solutions and new ideas and new ways of doing things and ways of being and ways of doing in the world. All of that enables us to live with more peace and to live with a greater sense of ease. And all of those qualities are qualities of the divine feminine, that divine mother. They are ways of being rather than ways of doing. That feminine energy is receptive and inward, whereas masculine energy is expressive and outward. And so we don't talk a whole lot about masculine energy here at Living Beyond Limits. I think partly because we're all so darn busy doing all the time that it's such a relief to stop and to be inward instead of to be external because we spend so much of our lives there. But that feminine is about being within and about where we go to that source for our spirituality, where the masculine is about doing and then about being in the world. But the truth is, no matter who you are, a man or a woman, we all need to have balance of both of those in our lives. We all need to embody the qualities of both of them in a balanced way. And there are some times that all of us think that we don't have what it takes to do whatever needs to be done. There are times when we think we don't have what it does to get a job done, the job that's of this world. There are times where we think we don't possess the wisdom or the strength or the tenacity to do what is before us. And when we think that we don't have what it takes, when we are in that place, we have forgotten that we are made in God's image, after God's likeness. And because we are made in that image and after that likeness, that means we already possess all of those qualities of spirit. It means we already possess the power and the wisdom and the strength. Because if God is and contains wisdom, then we contain wisdom. If God contains power, then we already contain that power. We don't have to reach outside of us. We don't have to have a father in this world today who can guide us and give us those things. We can look to that source within us for those things. As Rick Dale says, we are made of God stuff. We are made of that same essence. Like a spoon is made of metal, you can't separate the spoon out from the metal. They are interconnected, one and the same. You can't separate yourself out from the qualities and characteristics of that divine presence. They're the fabric of which you are made. And sometimes I think that if you are a woman, then you think that those masculine qualities are outside of you. You don't think that they already exist within. And I think sometimes we shun those masculine qualities because we equate them with ego, or we equate them with their shadow side. And that shadow side of the masculine scares us. So I think sometimes we push that away and don't look at embodying that in a healthy way. And so I have a list that I would like to share with you that is masculine qualities, the light and shadow side. It says, we can consciously cultivate what we ourselves feel we need more of, or reduce what we have too much of. Or we can seek to complement what we already have working in us for the sake of wholeness and fulfillment. And so the masculine light side is courageous, bold, and strong. That shadow side is aggressive and competitive. The light side is concerned with valor and honor and being honorable. The shadow side is egotistical. The light side is having a martial or fighting spirit. The dark side or shadow side is destructive and brutal. The light side is confident. The shadow side is steamrolling over others and being domineering. The light side is expansive, growth-oriented, visionary. The shadow side doesn't know when to stop. Greed takes over and never enough. The light side is inspiring by leading by example. The shadow side is pushing others out of the way. The light side is direct, outspoken, assertive, having the qualities of leadership. The dark side is not listening to others, ruthlessness, opinionated, inflexible. The light side is generosity, being of service, encouragement, and uncompromising when necessary. Do those light side of those sound like something you want to own and embody? I know I do, all of those characteristics. Owning our power and owning our own authority does not mean imposing your will on someone else. It does not mean taking away someone else's choice. True power and true authority is not having power over anyone. It's having the power in your own life to stand tall and to have courage and to be courageous and to be your own authority, to be the authority in your own life. It means having confidence and courage to do what is right for you. It means being able to follow your own dreams and your own path and to do what it takes to do what is on that path in a way that is fulfilling to you. And so in order to live in balance and in order to live an effective life, we have to nurture and own both the masculine and the feminine. We have to nurture and own the yin and the yang. We have to have a balance of head and heart, a balance of being and doing, a balance of listening and speaking, a balance of being inward and of being in the world, a balance of being soft and strong. It takes both. Too much masculine without feminine leads to being ambitious and driven and to getting things done without caring whose toes you step on or whose back you step on. It's about winning at all costs. But too much feminine without the masculine, we end up being victims to our own generosity. We end up not standing up for ourselves. We end up taking care of others at the expense of ourselves. And when that happens, we get taken advantage of. And so to be in balance of masculine and feminine is to be strong and caring, to be focused and determined on what is right for you, being led by your own intuition and your own spirit and your own inner guidance. In order to be whole, we need to have a balance of both. In order to live a fulfilling life, we have to have a balance of both. And so what qualities do you feel like you need to nurture and grow still in your life today? Do you need to nurture and grow your courage or your confidence or being more direct or outspoken, or more assertive? Or do you need to nurture and grow the part of you that is softer? Do you need to nurture and grow your listening, or being inward, or receptive, or flexible? Because it doesn't really matter if you're a man or a woman. We all contain the qualities, and we can all go too much in one direction at different times in our life. But which one of those or ones of those is calling inside of you to be nurtured and grown more now? So know that you already possess that quality. Whichever one it was that you named, you already possess it inside of you. Call it forward. Visualize yourself expressing that quality in your life. Visualize yourself expressing that quality in lots of different situations and circumstances. See yourself acting from that way of being. Create an affirmation. I am, and fill in the blank, I am powerful. I am soft and receptive. I am capable and strong, whatever the words are that's calling inside of you to still be nurtured and grown. Meditate on that word. Use that word as a mantra in your meditation, repeating it over and over again. You will begin to embody that, and it will begin to grow inside of you. Try it on out in the world. Act as if you already have it fully developed and go out just once like you already have that thing and act that way and see what happens then. The result is you'll be living a greater life. You'll be living your greatest life. You will be being who you've come here to be, the fullness of yourself, the whole of yourself. And so I'd like to close with a quote by Gary Simmons. He says, "You move in the same direction as spirit when you live out of your authentic self. that balance of masculine and feminine, owning all of it, that is your whole self. That is your authentic self. And when you live from there, you are moving with spirit in your life. When you live from there, you are answering the call of the divine within you. Balance and embodiment of the masculine and the feminine is that authentic self. And when you live from there, you will be manifesting your greatest life, and you'll be living in alignment with that infinite one. That infinite one that is right now beckoning you into your greatest life. And so blessings to all of you on this path of remembering and this path of unfolding and this path of living your best life. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so, yes, I recognize that omnipresence of spirit, that spirit that is everywhere present in and through and around everything. Before time began and unto the ends of the world, that one whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere, that presence that we call God, spirit, the divine, love, light, recognizing that it is absolute wisdom and that it is peace and love and harmony, wisdom and guidance and direction within us, that it speaks as our own intuition and it speaks as our own power. It speaks as our own groundedness and centeredness, and it speaks as us making a difference in the world, for it is speaking in us and through us. And so today I recognize that, yes, indeed, we do already possess every single one of the qualities of the divine. Everything that God is expresses within us in part. We are not all that God is, but God is certainly all that we are, for there is nothing else to be. There is only this one, and it is life itself. It is the path that we are walking. It is that animating force within us, and it is the thing that calls to our hearts and our souls to unfold in greater ways in this world. And so I know that as we celebrate Father's Day today, we celebrate that father archetype, that masculine archetype that lives within everyone. We celebrate the fathers around us, and we celebrate this principle that we don't have to reach outside of ourselves for that. We just need to reach inside to that infinite presence within us. And so in our openness and in our receptivity and in our stepping up and saying yes, all that we could need is provided for. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude for all of this that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is done as it is spoken, that the law responds with a resounding yes, and that something is shifting in every single one of our lives today. For that, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is.